The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Fuck no! Go fuck yourself. Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Woolnormouth.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome
to the Daily Swole. Testing, testing, testing. Test, 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 testing, testing. Testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 28-hundo-and-60-5 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, busters, hustlers, and yo hoes? It's your boy Papa Solio back with another episode, and today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everstain K2, flexing on all you
beaches.
The fucking Catalina one.
All right, fam, welcome to the show. Today's episode is Ask Papa Solio Live. So if you have questions, you could start dropping them in the comments down below. Hashtag Ask Papa Solio. We got a couple things going on. Tomorrow is Accountability Monday. So if you're a member of the Swole fam, keep an eye out for the Swole text, the Accountability Swole text that you'll be getting after today's live stream. Make sure you respond to that and make sure you get specific, because we're going to go through a bunch of them tomorrow and make sure that you all are staying focused. So be ready for that. Tomorrow's episode is live at 12 noon Eastern time. And if you haven't yet joined the Swole fam, check out all our programs. All the private live streams, we got programs, yoga studio, we have master classes, we have the brain gains meditation section, we have everything you need, the kitchen, thousands of recipes, the nutrition jumpstart, everything you need to crush all seven of your pillars over there at swolenormousx.com. So head on over there and join the fam today. Yesterday I did stream, shockingly, back on the communist platform of YouTube, but decided that we're going to, for a few episodes during the week. Of course, none of the balls deep sections are going to be streamed on YouTube. If you want to catch the full episodes of the show, make sure you are watching and subscribed over on the Rumble channel, rumble.com/thedailyswole. Of course, you could also watch on Spotify. So that's the only place you'll be able to get the full show during the week. But today is Ask Papa Solio Live. So decided to just continue with that theme and make this accessible for everyone. So make sure you drop in the comments, just to remind people that obviously we did not stop the Swole. We just moved off once we started getting censored and banned, and got banned for a couple of weeks and then came back and then just decided to say, screw it, YouTube. So we're going to come back now and again. So just make sure that you are following over on Rumble if you want to, you know, be notified for every episode and watch the full streams. Otherwise, you're not going to get the full episodes. So that being said, drop in the comments down below. What are you smashing today? Let's jump on into today's episode. We talked about tomorrow's Accountability Monday at 12 noon. We got new releases. We're going to have new merch drops. We got 20% off all new releases over there at papaswolio.com if you haven't checked out the latest merch. And we'll talk about that in a few once we get into the episode. So let's just jump right into the nut, get exposed. A lot of you know what that hashtag is, so drop that in the comments down below. We'll give it away to one of you lucky beaches watching. Drop that hashtag if you know it. Let's summon the Falcon and get today's party started. Falcon. That was nice. That was solid. Alright, hashtag get swole. Hashtag get swole. And we'll start taking some questions. Remember, just questions today. Nothing aside from what you all want to talk about. So the more questions we get, the longer we'll be here and the more we'll get into. Let's see. Hashtag get swole. Got a question or a comment on YouTube from Nick. Says, I get it. Just look at it as not supporting YouTube, but just use them. Yeah, well, I mean, the creators get used on these platforms, right? If the platform is free, you're the product. So, I mean, it's just the thousands and thousands and thousands of hours. No reach, no distribution. My videos don't get shown even to the people that are subscribed to my pages, whether it's the Swolenormous channel or the Daily Swole channel. And look, if you want people to create on your platform, when people are subscribed, when you put your blood, sweat, and tears into creating content that people like to see and like to watch, and then you don't show it to people, it's pretty much like go fuck yourself. So again, if they block the channel on the deal, you know, they block the Daily Swole channel on YouTube, what's the difference, right? I wasn't streaming here for about, you know, for a few months. If they block it again, you know, whatever. But a lot of you use it. That's fine. Just make sure you go and subscribe on Rumble. It's a better platform, much freedom of speech. I know there's not as much content on Rumble as there is on the Daily Swole, but it's a great platform. So want to stream there primarily. So you never know. Maybe I'll change my mind and stop streaming on YouTube. But if you don't see the streams, that's where it is. Make sure you subscribe on Rumble. All right, let's get into Let's get into some questions. All right, first one. Let's see what we got here. Drum roll.
What's in the box?
Let's do this one from Carter from the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Carter says, Papa Swole, I have noticed that my left trap is bigger than my right, and my shoulders almost look uneven. I already started yoga and mobility, which I had been slacking on, but is there anything specific that I should be doing to correct this? Your left trap is bigger than your right, and your shoulders almost look uneven. So I'm going to go ahead and address this. Your shoulders meaning the actual deltoid, or do you mean that one shoulder is higher than the other? It's very normal for some people to like have one shoulder look lower, one ear higher than the other. Ladies, you know that one breast is oftentimes one's bigger than the other. Gentlemen, you might have one huge nut, the other one smaller. I don't know if you guys noticed that. Maybe it's just me. But the left trap being bigger. So if you like one shoulder blade looks higher, that could be a compensation. That could be something that you've developed over time. Did you ever play a sport, basketball or baseball, where one side, one shoulder was being used, or tennis, one side was used dramatically more than the other? Could also be posture, could also be you driving in a car and one shoulder is elevated all the time. So it could be a muscular thing. It could be a dominant side thing. It could be a bunch of different reasons, but you might have just some movement compensations that you're kind of, that are kind of compounded over time. So the left trap, the upper traps, a lot of people just do those standing shrugs. I really do think that's just standing shrugs is one of the most useless exercises. You'll get a lot of activation if you're doing RDLs, if you're getting a lot of, if you're doing farmer's walks or things like that. But if you really want to hit the traps, you should do Kelso shrugs. You should do it on an incline, on prone on an incline. So you're actually getting more retractions. You're actually getting more of the upper trap. So there's only a few fibers that are going in that vertical direction. So standing there just shrugging all the time usually compounds postural distortions more than doing something like a Kelso shrug. So you can look that up, K-E-L-S-O, Kelso shrugs. And they're done prone on a slight, maybe 70 degree incline. And it's great. You can do it on a T-bar row machine and stuff like that, just scapular retractions essentially, but with a slight angle, and they're pretty sick. So, yeah, I mean, you could also be doing certain activation exercises. So I would, you know, I would address, you could definitely address it unilaterally. You could definitely address it. I would have to see what you mean, but chances are you're moving or you have a dominant side that you use or you twist a certain way all the time, and that has led to that over the years. But you're practicing yoga and mobility, but corrective exercise are going to be important. You can do things like face pulls, posterior deltoid work, prone presses, but you might need to do some specific unilateral work for that. So what I would recommend is if you're going to strengthen one side or stretch or activate muscles on one side, the weaker side, for example, make sure you do that first. Don't do all the other stuff first. Make sure you bias that side and make sure you strengthen the muscles that are weaker when you isolate what those are, and do those first in your workout and prioritize that in your training to balance it out. Who dis guy on YouTubes? Papa Swole for lateral side raises. Just lateral raises. Lateral is the same thing as side for this context. So lateral raises. I typically use dumbbells, but notice a lot of people using cable machine. Is there a difference or advantage using cables versus dumbbells? Yes, but a lot of people use the cables incorrectly. So if you're using one of those adjustable cable machines, where you start the cable, whether it's like really low or at the same level as your hand, is going to make a big difference. So the difference with a cable machine versus dumbbells is going to be the strength profile of the movement. So wherever you move the cable, the stack is going up and down. So it's going to be the same resistance no matter where you are. Of course, your deltoid is going to be stronger at different positions, but if you're using a dumbbell, the resistance is going to be most at the top because there's further torque, the lever arm is greater, and plus you have directly against gravity. At the bottom, that's why you can grab super heavy weight and kind of do pulses, because you're moving laterally, kind of an oblique angle to the pull of gravity. So it's going to be different. So it's going to be different. What I would recommend, I love cables. I love cables. I do cables for lateral raise. I do one exercise for my middle deltoid, and I do the supine two-arm cable lateral raises on my back. I have anchors at the bottom because I have my own kind of setup, and I use wrist cuffs so I don't have to hold it with my hands. And I just, so it's back supported and I can do both arms at the same time and get the same strength profile. So what I would do is if you're doing a single arm, for example, just make sure the cable, when you're starting it, make sure the cable is horizontal, is in line with your hand at the start. So you're getting that resistance at the bottom that you're not getting from the dumbbell. So a cable at the bottom will increase the tension at the bottom of the movement, so it'll distribute the resistance profile better for your deltoids. And you don't have to lean. A lot of people lean when they do cables and stuff like that. That's doesn't make any sense. You don't have to do that. Just stand up straight. So I would look into doing like the two-arm cuff. That's great. That's awesome. If you can lean back on a bench, you could lie flat. Back supported stuff is fantastic. Hopefully that gave you a good answer. So there's definitely a different advantage. And you could use dumbbells. You could use both. But just understand that if you use a cable properly, the resistance is going to be harder at the very beginning. Use dumbbells, can be more at the top. So you're changing where the mechanical tension is. So mix it up and see what you like. But I prefer using cables personally. I will do dumbbells, but I've seen better results by doing cables for a while. Because it's more stable. I can anchor myself better and push harder. Especially if I use wrist cuffs. My hands are not the weak chain in that movement. All right, Tainty Swole 11 on Roomblay. Papa Swolio strained my trap and neck doing overhead press. Oh no. Any recommendation on mobility or yoga poses that will help get me back to smashing steel ASAP? Thanks, Papa. Strained my trap / neck. Well, those are two different things. Doing overhead press. How are you doing overhead press? Any recommendation of mobility or yoga poses? No, I mean, it really depends. That's a vague, like, I don't know where. That's a very vague thing. I mean, child's pose is great. Any kind of like on maybe doing some chest. It really, I mean, I can't just speculate. I would just practice upper body yoga, rotations, twist movements, even some things. When it comes to the trap and the neck, a lot of it is either shoulder joint or shoulder girdle, or it's cervical. There's a lot of different muscles and deep muscles. So even just doing a yin pose where you might be stretching your chest out, rolling over your arm can be beneficial if you're on your stomach and your head's turned to the right or head's turned to the left. So just look for, when you go into Swolenormous X, check out the any kind of like upper body twist classes. And I think we might have some. I don't know if you guys know. Do we have any specific for the neck? I wonder if we have any specific neck classes in the studio. let me know if we have, I know we have a lot of upper body mobility and twist classes and things like that. Nick, what whey protein on a carnivore diet? As a truck driver, sometimes I just need to get out of a pinch. I use just a little bit of Fairlife milk and clean unadulterated whey protein concentrate. What whey protein on a carnivore? I use, I think it's called Nature Force. It's third-party tested, grass-fed and finished Jersey cow whey protein concentrate. No filler, unflavored. So I'd prefer that. That's what I use. I would check that out. Boo Boo the Kid. Papa Swilio. Hi, Pop. Been missing the fam a lot. Unfortunately, I'm never able to catch lives on Rumble. Why not? Something I've been meaning to ask you is, do you train more like a bodybuilder or a powerlifter? Bodybuilder. Bodybuilder and strength training. Strength is very important. Strength is a protocol or is a component of hypertrophy. So I definitely don't train like a powerlifter because I don't care about my maxes, but I do care about my training to failure. So what I do is I train heavy. So it's very low repetitions, usually 4, 5, or 6 reps in that range for most exercises, generally 4 to 10. Sometimes I go like around 10. Sometimes I go a little bit higher than that, but rarely. Depends on the exercise, depends on how I feel. Sometimes the other day I was doing quads and I felt like a deep soreness from the previous. I didn't train my quads in like 12 days. And I was still fucking sore because I just deep, like in my lateralis, just fucking in there. I just crushed my quads the last session. So I started to put on the weight to try to do, and I just did 2 reps of really heavy weight on the pendulum squat. And it just, I felt like a deep ache. And I was like, no, I'm not going to go that heavy. So I still pushed to failure, but I dropped the plates. I dropped the weight like maybe 15, 20%. And then I just did a set to like 13 or 14 to failure. So I was able to, you know, get through that without the same kind of overload. So, you know, sometimes just adjust, but I definitely train more like a bodybuilder. I think that's a great approach for most people. Train for strength, train for even muscular distribution and activation. And yeah, that's what I do. A little bit hot in here.
He's heating up.
Yeah. In terms of the trap and neck, you can check out the shoulder awareness program too. All right, let's see. Let's take a question. Let's actually take a call. If you want to call into the show, remember you can call in anytime. We got a call. You can go to askpapasolio.com and call into the show. And if you can't catch it live, you can listen later and then you can just leave a message. So it's a minute long, up to a minute. Let's take a call. We got one from Sean. Sean, you're on the Sleaze Cast.
What is the single most important thing that you can do to differentiate yourself from being 15% body fat to 11% body fat? What is the thing that you needed to change and do in order to get to that next level?
Thanks for the call, Sean. I wouldn't call 15 to 11% the next level. That's like a few levels. That's a major difference. 15 to 11%. And I want to reiterate this, and I'll reiterate this over and over again. There's this idea that because, oh, it's like four, it's four numbers, 15 to 11. That's not that much. That's a completely different ball game. So if you're going from 25% body fat to 24, you're not going to necessarily notice it, but a 15 to 11, that's a massive difference in someone's physique. You go from being like kind of soft and generally maybe like, you know, you see the muscle tone, you can tell someone works out, but 11%, you're shredded. You're really fucking lean. So like the number one thing, it's everything. The number one thing is be relentlessly consistent. Sleep, I don't even think there's one thing. You have to do everything. You have to be doing everything properly. So the number one thing, I know you're looking for, I don't know where you're at or what you're doing, because what's important with that kind of question is the context. So Sean, you might be saying, hey, how do I get from there to there? And then you tell me what you're doing. It's like, I might look at what you're doing and be like, that ain't one thing, dude. That might be 10 things that you're doing. So it's really about where you're starting from and then what you can improve in all those areas. So check out swolenormousx.com for the 7 pillars. And the reason why I always go back to the 7 pillars is because most of the time when people are trying to make massive changes, it's not so much about adding something in addition. It's about refining what you're already doing. And that's not as sexy. That's not as glamorous. it's not necessarily the answer that people want to hear. Like, okay, I got to work on my sleep more. But at the same time, if you're not getting the best sleep that you possibly can, that's going to make a massive difference. If you're not getting enough sunlight, if you're not practicing your mobility enough, if you're, you need a little bit more recovery with your heavy training, if you could train a little bit more intensely, if you could X, Y, and Z. So it's really about what you can look at. So I would just go back to the foundations, because you have little cracks in your foundation. And this is the thing, if you have little cracks in your foundation, they don't expose themselves at the beginning. If your form is kind of like meh, yeah, at the beginning, you can kind of get away with that, right? You guys know that. I made progress by not doing everything correctly. Of course, you refine, you learn, you move on, but that kind of stuff exposes itself in the future. So if your form is kind of like janky at the beginning of your training, you might build some muscle just because you're creating a new stress, your body's adapting to it. So even if you don't have perfect form or great form, you can get away with it a little bit at the beginning. But then in the future, that's going to be the difference between people that, you know, get amazing results and don't. And of course, you look at pillar number 7 is consistency. So, I mean, how many people are relentlessly consistent? How many people, you know, have a cheat day on Sundays because they do well during the week, and then their cheat day on the weekends fucking blows everything out of the water. So people lie to themselves and pretend like they can, you know, get away with eating shit, or they train so they can eat like crap. And what they're doing is just shooting themselves in the foot. So I wouldn't say it's one thing. I think it's everything, but just more of it and improved. It's never one thing, and that depends on the individual. So I can't just give a blanket answer. But 4% body fat, I mean, think about this. If you're trying to get from 15 to 11, get to 14 first. And also, I will say this. How are you measuring that? Are you looking in the mirror? Are you doing a DEXA scan? Are you doing one of those like little handheld bullshit? Because there's a plus minus. Those things, most of those measurements of body fat percentage are not accurate. Using a phone app or something like that, you know? So in other words, if you keep your head down, you focus on pounding the pavement and executing on the proper habits, you'll make positive improvements. But it's going to be a slight calorie deficit, increasing your protein, training hard, maybe recovering a little bit more. You know, it's just, there's so many little nuances. And again, it's easier to get from 30% body fat to 26. It's like, okay, you stop eating cake, you lose 4% body fat, right? But if you're getting from 15 to 14, 14 to 13, 13 to 12, that's like, you're talking about real... You have to put in more it's more outsized effort overall with your consistency and what you do and fine tuning and discipline. As you get to that, then people realize you're putting in a lot more effort to get marginal improvements. So just understand that it's going to take a lot more and you get a lot less out of it. Just some things to think about. But if you want to call back in and give me some more details, I'm assuming that question is based for you, but there's not one thing. That's my take on the answer. All right. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio if you have questions. Thanks for the call, Sean. Again, go to askpapaswolio.com, askpapaswolio.com, call into the show. You can call in 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So just call into the show. Let's fucking go. JeffTech35 on Rumble. Papa Swolio, just curious, do you use chalk? I know many gyms ban it. Yes, I use it. I use it usually when I'm going to swing my club to warm up. I don't use chalk for a lot of my machines. I use wraps instead, or straps. So if I need chalk, because I don't necessarily want to get chalk all over, like maybe the knurling on like my machines, because, you know, you can get rust and it can, like, you know, pit in there if you use chalk and stuff like that. I'm totally pro chalk. But, you know, if you're going to a gym, I understand, because people put tons of chalk on, they clap their hands, it gets in the air, gets all over the ground, it makes a mess. But I think you should be allowed to use chalk. But, you know, you're usually going to find that in those powerlifting gyms that have the platforms and stuff like that. So I do use chalk, but I'm not going to use it also inside the house, because I don't want to get chalk everywhere. It's in the air. It just coats the ground. I want the dogs licking it or eating it. But I will go outside and chalk up. And when I use the steel clubs, because otherwise, like, sweaty hands, you know, they'll slip out. But I'm not against chalk. But if you want to improve your grip, if you want to do grip training, yeah, you need chalk, because you want to. If you're doing grip training, you want to make sure your grip is being challenged. But if I'm doing pull-ups, or if I'm doing, you know, weighted chins or something like that, if I'm doing pull-ups, I'm not just grabbing the bar. I can do pull-ups like that, but if I'm trying to isolate my back, I'm going to not try to focus on my grip. A lot of people think that they're being tougher, they're being more manly. I'm not using wraps. I want to work my grip strength. Okay, bro, have fun just not challenging the muscles you're trying to work. It depends on what you're trying to do. If I'm doing a back exercise, I don't give a shit about my grip strength. I want to focus on the lats. So I will strap in essentially hook that bar, hook that handle to my arm, make it a appendage, and then drive with the muscles. If I want to do grip training, I'm going to swing a club. I'm going to do right stuff. I'm going to do forearm training. I do plenty of grip work. So I'm not saying don't train your grip, but just make sure that you are using the tools, just like yoga, using a block or a strap. You make sure you're using a tool that's going to help you get the most out of what you're trying to accomplish. So what are you trying to target? And then use the tools or the straps or the hooks or whatever you're using. Liquid chalk. Yeah, there's different things. And then, of course, I don't know what's in liquid chalk or, you know, the chemicals or whatever they're putting in that. But yeah, there's different options for to get some more grip. But again, I'll use straps if I want to not have my grip be an option or a factor in the lift. Kara, question. Papa Soli, do you eat avocados? I do. I haven't had an avocado in maybe a couple weeks, but I'm totally open to it. I just forget to eat them, or we don't get them, or we're going to put up like an avocado tree and stuff. So yeah, avocados are great. Lionel Marv Kings. Papa Soli, how can I bulk up my muscle and still work my abs? What?
Matt Damon.
I'm not even going to answer that. And still work your abs? Do crunch it. Like, work your abs. I don't know. Erica Beruminart. Or Erica Beruminart. Maybe you're an artist or something. Papa Soli, how often do I do cardio? You tell me. And how much lifting to lose weight and get strong, Papa Swolio, SOS. Man, it's so hard to answer some of these questions. Like, how do I do things, Papa Swolio? What do I do? I want to be better. What do I do? It's like everything. The cardio is not going to help you lose weight. It can, I'm not saying, but you want to be skinny fat. You want to build muscle. So how much lifting? Focus on lifting and your nutrition. Add the cardio in after. Focus on lifting heavy, eating properly, an elimination diet, carnivore-based, get your animal proteins in, your organ meats, get rid of all the vegetable oils and seed oils and gluten and grains and processed shit. All right? You'll figure it out. You'll do a lot better. If you just fucking ate meat, you just get full. I'm telling you, I always say this. You will get full. You're not going to be hungry. If you're adding in tons of, like, processed, you know, polyunsaturated, ultra-processed vegetable and seed oils and sugars and stuff, you're going to compulsively binge eat. So just stuff your face with steak and ground beef and you'll get full. Heavy, heavy weights. The cardio can be a seasoning. It's just much more important to lift weights and eat properly. Let's be friends without a D. Why the chicken cross the road? We've answered this many times. So go to the fucking gym. That's nice. Why the chicken cross the road? You go to the fucking gym. Duh. Manuel Chepo. Papa Swolio, how do I know which is the best diet for me? By trying them. Diet is a way of eating. So you want to choose something that's going to be a lifelong approach. And I would recommend starting with the carnivore diet. It's just a full elimination. And you go from there. I think it's going to open your eyes to how much crap you've been eating and how detrimental that stuff is to your body. You start there. Nancy, are we having our first SwoleCon in Costa Rica? Absolutely not. Costa Rica. I'm scared to go to Costa Rica. Let's see. Seer Dahl, Papa Swolio, do you participate in fitness competitions? No, I do not. Stay Ross, my left hand is smaller than my right hand. What should I do? Beat off with your left hand because it'll make your dick look bigger. Am I right? Come on. That's an answer.
A tan.
That's a practical
answer.
A fucking tan. That's a practical approach. That's just a real...
I better use my strong hand.
That's just a real practical approach to that. What should I do? Like, it's literally like you have a little tiny baby hand? What are we talking about here? Or it's like stronger. Because, I mean, it makes sense. If you're right-handed and you're doing everything right-handed, use your left hand. Swing clubs. Swing a club. Strengthen that left hand. But yeah, beat off with the left. It'll make you feel girthy. Albert Northard. Papa Swole, could you recommend how many days a week I could lift heavy if I go boxing 2 days? Again, this is very... You're going to have to figure this out yourself. Some people, if they're boxing... Oh, what's your priority? You trying to lift heavy and build muscle? Is your priority boxing? So if your priority is boxing, then make sure that your schedule optimizes for boxing and then throw in the weightlifting to complement that. Some people recover faster than others. So maybe you could lift 3 days a week and box 2 days. Some people probably couldn't do that. So maybe you train, you lift heavy twice a week, maybe do a lighter mobility or a lighter lifting day, like total body. So you're going to have to figure that out. How much sleep do you get? Your nutrition, blah, blah, blah. What else are you doing? How active you are in general? So I can't tell you how heavy to lift, but if you're doing jiu-jitsu or martial arts or boxing, it's just not saying you can't lift, but it's just harder to fit that shit in because you have a lot of stress on the joints from the impact from boxing and jiu-jitsu with the submission holds and the joints. Like, people get fucked up all the time from that. So if you're tight and sore and you're trying to roll or trying to box, like, you can overdo it pretty easily. Or you go through phases where you're lifting harder and you're not boxing as much, and then you ramp up that, like, you're in season kind of thing, and you start boxing training more, and then you decrease the overload from the resistance training. There's different ways to do it, I'm sure. Hashtag get swole for a chance to win today's swole card. We do have the Tainty Man. Obviously, there's the Tainty Cam, and he's kind of giving you a little look-see, kind of giving you a little taint action there, so that's respectable. Playing a little coy here, but you know, it's there. You know, the taint's there. He doesn't have his balls. He has a super taint, and there's the church. All right. So let's get back to some more questions. Again, hit the thumbs up button. Thanks for being here. Make sure you subscribe, rumble.com/thedailyswole. And of course, check out some of those merch drops tomorrow, because it's our Accountability Monday. We have new releases. So of course we have 20% off every day over there at papaswolio.com. You get 20% off all new releases. We got our best sellers, the Muscle Alphabet, Barbell Girl, Super Swole Bros, Gaindolf, Depth Vader, the like. We got the Batman design, Teenage Mutant Lifting Turtles, Back to the Fucking Gym, Forest Pump, some of the best designs. And of course, new releases, SpongeBob Swole Pants, I Warm Up With Your Max, Make Shaming Great Again, Go to the Fucking Gym, Dora the Explorer, Finding Nemo, Shred. We got a lot of cool designs. And of course, I'm now on Cameo, so if you want to get a personalized video of any sort, remember your roast, your friend, X, Y, and Z, check it out, cameo.com/papaswolio. But that link's also over there, papaswolio.com. Check it all out. And new merch drops every week, so we got some coming tomorrow. So I'm not even sure what we're going to officially release tomorrow, because kind of have a couple options. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good day tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern time. All right, more questions? Más preguntas? We got a couple more. So if you have more, drop that in the chat. Hashtag ask Papa Swolio. Let's see what we got here. Cool Deep Mehrania. Papa Swolio, how to stay motivated? You don't. Go to the fucking gym and do what you need to do, because it's time to do it. Set small habits. Read the book Atomic Habits. It's a great place to start. And make sure that you are doing what you need to do and setting yourself up for success. You have to do what you need to do regardless of whether you feel like doing it. And if you make it difficult to achieve that, then you're not going to do it. So, you know, make those new habits, reinforce those habits and do it. You're not going to be motivated. I don't feel like doing what I'm going to do often. I just don't think about it. I don't consider it. It's not really an option. I'm doing what I'm doing today because it's time to do it. Do I feel like it? Not always. Not always. Dennis in the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Are you still using toe correctors? What have you noticed since you started using them? The little separators, I haven't used them in a long time. I have them around the house. I use them for a while, and I stopped using them. I'm just barefoot all the time, so it'll kind of work itself out. But you can also do things like the balance beams and get one of those little, like, you know, circular PVC pipes on, you know, the wood posts or wood poles, and you can, like, walk on them and spread your toes around them. Just be barefoot more often. That's a great start. But I haven't put them in a while. I have to actually look for them. It's kind of a thing where we'll clean up the house or we move things around and I can't find some of these things, but I haven't used them in a little bit. I just forget after a while, but I did use them for a little bit. Jandrogba, what's the best shoulder training? For what? What are you trying to do? Start out with club and mace. That's great to start, but there's no best shoulder training. What are you trying to do? P1 Parsa. Papa Swolio, sometimes I use sleeping pills for sleep at night. Is that okay with training? I'm not a fan at all of sleeping pills. I don't know what that means, but most of them are not good. You shouldn't be taking melatonin. I'm not a big fan of any of that. You need better sleep habits. light habits, phone habits, blue light habits, right? Turning off the lights, cold, dark room. You need better sleep habits. Things like magnesium and stuff are fine, but a sleeping pill, I don't know what that means, but it sounds like a big red flag. I would not take a sleeping pill, especially if it's something like pharmaceutical or something like that. But I'd be very careful because you can get very addicted to that, and it doesn't necessarily help you get quality of sleep. It might just knock you out, but it doesn't help you get into the deeper sleep, so be careful. Proper habits will supersede pills like that anytime. Kara, would you get a tattoo? No. I don't have any now, so I'll just say no. I have no plans. Putting something like permanently on my body like that is just such a questionable, choice. I know people have them, and I look at some people with tattoos, I'm like, oh, that looks cool. But like, there's nothing that I would want that much to be like, yeah, I want to put it right there and have it there all the time. I like the look in some cases, but you know, that look starts to not look as good when you're in your 50s or 60s or 70s. That it looks cool. It's like, oh man, you're ripped and you're younger and tan, you have tattoos, and then you get older and then it's like, yeah. And then it's, yeah, that face tattoo probably wasn't that good of an idea, no? And this is not to hate on anyone. Look, and again, if you have tattoos, that's fine. That's your body. You can get tattoos. I'm not against them. But also, it's like, what are they made of? You know, a lot of them are not good ingredients and things to put inside your body. But I would say no, because that's why I don't have any. My muscles are my tattoos. I work hard for my tattoos. And they disappear if you don't keep training them. So, all right, last question from Instagram. And if you have any other live ones, drop in the chat and then we'll answer them and then we'll wrap up. Oh, that was nice. That was pretty. Come on now. Sweet. Florent Q, Papa Soya, what do you suggest to people that goes to work and school at the same time and can't go gym at the same time? You mean you have work and you have school. What do I suggest? I suggest you stop lying to yourself and you go to the gym. You can absolutely do that. I've had work and school and gone to the gym. I've worked 17 and a half hour days and still trained. You just got to prioritize it. Go first. You can do it. You can do it. You're making excuses for yourself. Can't go to the gym. Of course you can. Of course you can. You're just full of shit. You can do it. I don't know what your schedule is like, but if you laid out your schedule, I could tell you when you go to the gym. Oh, but then I have to get up early. Welcome. Welcome to life. Welcome to things that are difficult to achieve, not being convenient. Okay, let's see. Carter on the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Papa Swole, what size club should I get to start? If you're doing a steel one and you're a dude, I don't know if you have any like lifting experience, how long you've been lifting for, no more than 5 pounds for steel club. If you're getting a wood clubs and stuff, you have to go much lighter, like a pound, because wood is going to be a lot. I have a lot of wood clubs, but trust me, they're a lot because wood is much more volume because it's lighter than steel, of course. So a 5 pound wood club is like a fucking bat, and the torque and the lever arm, it all matters. And the grip size and the thickness. So if you're just getting a steel one, 5 pounds would be more than enough. And that's smaller. It seems really small, but I'm like, hey, I lift weights. 5 pounds, not that much. Trust me, if you want to get hurt, go. If you want to get hurt, and I don't recommend you start going, you get like a 10 pound or a 50, you're going to hurt yourself. At the most with a steel club, 5 pounds are short, small. You can even get a 4 pound club or a 3 pound club. Ladies, I would recommend starting with like 2 or 3 pounds at the most. Even lighter, but they're going to feel really light and like airy. That's why the wood clubs are better, because you get a little bit more torque with the light and you get a little bit more of that whip with it, but they're more expensive. Always start light. Always start light. And one of the reasons for that is because, one, you don't have the connective tissue, you don't have the development, but when you're swinging clubs, when you're learning, you want to grab them very, very lightly, very, very lightly. And the problem is if you start learning with too heavy, you grip them too hard. And then you have a lot of restriction and a lot of stress in your tendons and your elbows, and you're really tight with it instead of allowing the weight and the club to like move itself, because you're using your muscles and your strength, but not really. You're also, it's like centrifugal force. So it's a lot of the connective tissue, and that takes a lot of time to build up. So it's your ligaments and your tendons. It's not your muscles that you're really, that are getting developed initially. It's that connective tissue. And the connective tissues, the ligaments and the tendons, don't get as much blood supply. So it takes a long time for those to adapt, much more than muscles. So people tend to go higher too quickly and like, well, I curl 20 pounds and I bench press 200. And like, okay, you're going to hurt yourself. Trust me. I know because I've done it. I progressed too quickly when I was first doing Mace stuff. And I remember a bad swing and then my elbow was bothering me for a couple months. And I had to like rehab it and go light and do something. And I got around that, but it's not cool. It's not fun. All right, so let's see here. So what size club? Dennis just ordered Shred and Forest Pump shirts. Can't wait to receive them. Nice. Good choices. Good choices. Shred and Forest Pump. Good design. It's one of my favorite designs of the Forest Pump. Where's the Forest Pump? Let me see that. One of my favorite designs. Where's the best sellers? It's at the bottom. Love that design. And I love it on the blue. So dope. I love that design. It's one of my absolute favorites. Just makes me laugh. Okie dokie. Let's see what we got here. Bow, 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 bow. All right. Any questions at all? Any more coming in? Good questions. Solid. So tomorrow is our Accountability Monday, 12 noon Eastern time, new releases. We'll take some questions, but fam, you're going to be getting a swole text in just a few minutes after the end of this episode. I just didn't want to send it out at the same time, so we're on the show. But I will send you out that accountability text and a reminder, when I send it out, I'm going to be even more specific this week. So I'm going to ask you, what are you promising yourself to work on this week, and how are you going to go about doing it? I want details. All right. I don't want to be like, I need to work on my nutrition. No. What do you have to work on with your nutrition, and tell me how you're going to make sure that gets done? All right. Get specific. I wanted to wait till after the podcast. So for those of you that can respond, I can berate you before you send me this vague bullshit, so I don't have to tear you a new asshole tomorrow. All right. I want details. I want to know how. And it's not for me. It's for you. Because if you just say like, I want to do this, you're saying something. You're saying something to say it. You're just lying to yourself and telling yourself, yeah, I'm going to work on this. I'm going to work on my nutrition. What does that mean? I'm going to work on training harder. What does that mean? I'm going to work on training harder. Instead of doing, 10 to 12 reps and not really pushing myself, I'm going to do about 8 reps. I'm going to train until I can't get a single rep. I'm going to train to failure. That's awesome, right? I'm going to eat better. What does that mean? Well, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to get rid of X, Y, and Z and make sure, just give me the details of how you're going to do it. So what are you trying to do? What do you want to do? Like, what does nutrition, because like for me, if I want to do better with my nutrition, that's going to mean something then different than what Melissa is going to be working on, or Dennis or Carter. Right. If you want to, we all need to work on our nutrition. If you look at the 7 pillars, we all want to work on these 7 things all the time. But what I need to work on when it comes to community or training might be different than what you're working on. For me, training, it might be, all right, I need to add another day of recovery after, I need to tone down or shift something with like my quad training. Cause why was I sore for like 12 or 13 days? I really trained hard. Do I need more recovery? Did I do too much volume? It's certainly not that I trained too hard. It just might, maybe I did. Maybe I should do 4 sets instead of 6, whatever it is. So for me, that might be different than what you need to work on for your training. And try not to juggle too many things. What's one thing? What's like one thing that you really need to work on? Because then you could always branch out. There's always another week. So you could work on that other thing next week. Just to make sure that you focus on the most specific thing possible. Sir Bear PC on Rumble. Any recommendations, Papa Swirlio? For starter, 0 shoes, especially for snowy areas. I don't. You'll have to go on their site. I live in Florida. The last thing I give a fuck about is snow. So if you want snowy, if you want like tread and stuff, go on their site. I'm sure they have boots or something like that. You could also check out, I guess, any other brand, barefoot shoes. But I think they have them. They have a lot of hiking stuff and they'll have like trail. So I'm sure they have something for snowy. But Zero shoes are great. I have a couple different styles. I love their, I don't even know what they're called. I have like their slippers. I really like those. I have one that I've beat to shit that I use for certain machines or I wear around. The insoles falling out. They almost feel like Vibrams are so thin, but I have another one for walking around, but I definitely don't have anything that's good in snow. I'm very proud of that. All right. Let's see. Hashtag get swole for a chance to win today's swole card. Any last second questions that come in, we can get into them. So let's just give that away. Falcon. Yes, that's you. That's you. I know. Pick us a winner, right, bro? Don't be be a beesh. Be nice. Hashtag get swole. Hashtag get swole. All right, we got a winner. Oh, guess who it is? It is Tainty Swole 11. That's fantastic.
Congratulations!
All right. Speaking of Tainty Swole, right there, is that Rufus? Are you on the mancast? Rufus, are you live? Is that you, bro? Tainty Swole 11. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2865 in the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email. We'll send you a swole card. Congratulations, Monsieur Tanti. And we'll take some soundboard requests. Come on now. Come on, man. Come on, man.
My nipples have been removed from my body. Where they are, I don't know.
All right. Oh, we have a request for a throwback. Should we do a throwback at the end of the episode? I guess it's now. Ooh, one cross each. What we got here? Let's see.
Crucifixion was good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each.
Have a penis. Girls have vagina.
Should we do a throwback? Some biceps and gorillas in the chat. We'll do a throwback. Ooh, sucks camel dicks. That's a good one. What do we got here?
House is a fucking prison!
Good one.
A planet of bullshit! The galaxy of this sucks camel dicks!
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay!
Ooh, the cross. Gladiator.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
You are entertained.
I didn't like him anyway. He wasn't right in the hat.
Come on, man.
Smooth. Very, very smooth stuff. Very classy. I'm learning a lot from you right now, dude.
Are there any women here today?
Because of the implication.
I will rain down on a godly fucking firestorm upon you.
Donnie, you're out of your element.
And don't hurt me, the man, because I used to be one.
Emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
How shall we fuck off, oh lord?
Hadouken, Hadouken!
Powder toast.
Sixty percent of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Coast to coast, it's all in the hips. When it's that thick, it's all in the hips. All right, fam. Thanks for being here. Should we get a throwback? Who wants a throwback? Oh, but we got a look at her. Look at her. This is what happens.
Aww.
At the end of the episode. Look, how can I focus? How can I focus? Look at you. Look at you. You're so cute. Look at her. Oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. Everyone thinks you're so cute. I need to finish the show, baby. You can't be that cute at the end. You can't do that. You can't do that to daddy. You can't look all cute like that. You can't do that. She's so sweet. Look at that. Oh. Oh. You're so cute. You just turn around, but you're so cute. Oh, Pinkston Churchill. Oh, Pinkelstein. All right, sweetheart. Okay. Okie dokie. The church. What a goat. What an absolute goat. All right, let's see what we got here. Throwback time. Hit it. TBT. Let's see what we got here. Ooh, I don't want the holy crap. Fam, why don't you pick this one? Pick a number 1 through 5. 1 through 5. I am so. The first thing I see, the first number I see, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, drop in the chat. I don't want to see any of them. I don't even know. Positive charisma, 5. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
What's in the box?
All right. Number 5.
Use dear.
God damn you.
Teach you how to use dear, dear's pronouns in sentences.
You're making shit up.
Are most typically used by neurodivergent and or autistic individuals who have a hard time relating to gender.
I don't care what the fuck you are. You're not a deer, so shut the fuck up.
If you feel connected to a different kind of pronoun that's not, you know, within societal norms, that's okay.
The thing is, when you say these things, like neurodivergent this and deer pronouns and everyone's different, it comes off as compassionate. But it's like this virtue signaling shield where you can't disagree. Otherwise, you're a bigot. You're a mean person. You're attacking me and my lived experience.
If you feel like a neo pronoun suits you,
punch
try to get
dick.
Comfortable with it. Talk to yourself and use those pronouns. Jesus. Do they feel comfortable? Do they feel the best? But anyway, if you want to hear me sing
nope.
or whatever, please
nope.
just let me know because I won't sing unless I get asked to sing.
Wait, what?
It just, you know, it's bad when the video just ends. Oh, God.
What is the best move to silence a woman?
Deer hunting season. I am all in favor of deer hunting if this is the case. All right, fam, thanks for being here. We will see you tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern time. Again, 12 noon Eastern time. Right back here, Accountability Monday. Thanks for being here. Remember, if you want to join the fam today, SwoleNormousX.com. You, Swole fam members, you have a Swole text coming your way in just a few moments. Get specific. We're going to go through them tomorrow. Get specific. Get specific. I want to know how you are going to work on what you are focusing on this week. All right, so Swole text coming in just a few moments. Peace, McGeese. Deuce, McGoose. Your boy, Papa Swoleo. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like.
Yeah, I found that.